Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 3rd, 2025, through Friday, February 7th, 2025. Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Owner of Brooklyn, New York-based credit counseling business, sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding clients. Marette Lerner, the former president of a debt relief services business, was sentenced by United States District Judge Nicholas G. Garofis to 135 months in prison for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and wire fraud. Lerner was also convicted of continuing his criminal scheme while on pretrial release. Lerner was ordered to pay $2,340,154 to the federal government. According to court records and facts presented at Lerner's sentencing, the defendant was the owner of the Lerner Group, a business that claimed to provide debt relief services, including mortgage modifications, principally to the Eastern European immigrant community in Brooklyn. Many of the victims Lerner defrauded were already experiencing financial hardship and had specifically sought Lerner's assistance to help reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Lerner, in turn, promised that he could help them lower their monthly mortgage payments by working with their mortgage lenders to secure a mortgage loan modification or federal homeowner assistance. To carry out this fraud, Lerner obtained access to the victim's bank accounts, which he claimed he would use to pay the mortgage banks on their behalf. Lerner used his access to the victim's bank accounts to steal approximately $2.5 million, money that the 19 victims believe was being used to pay their mortgages. Once Lerner gained access to the victims' bank accounts, he transmitted funds from their accounts to companies and/or bank accounts that he controlled. Lerner covered up his fraud by claiming the money was being held in escrow or by affiliates of the mortgage banks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. Boren, Texas CEO sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for tax evasion and embezzlement of employee health care premiums. Belinda Jo Juarez was sentenced in federal court in San Antonio to 36 months in prison for embezzling employee health insurance premiums and tax evasion. According to court documents, Juarez was the majority owner and CEO of Superior Home Health Service, a healthcare company based in San Antonio with additional locations elsewhere. The company offered employees the option to enroll in an employee health insurance plan. Beginning in or around August 2017, Juarez knowingly caused her company to stop remitting insurance payments to the insurance providers but continued to withhold contributions from employee paychecks even after insurance providers canceled their contracts as the result of non-payment. Juarez's employees, some of whom had incurred costs for medical services, were not informed that their insurance coverage had been canceled or was inactive. As part of the sentence, Juarez was ordered to pay $617,738.65 in restitution to former employees for improperly withholding premiums and resultant medical debts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. Former Oklahoma banking executive pled guilty to embezzling over $4.2 million from clients and filing a false tax return. William Shane Garrow pleaded guilty to bank fraud and willfully making and subscribing a false federal income tax return. Garrow was hired by the Bank of Omaha in August 2007 and promoted to senior vice president. He served as a financial advisor and provided investment and banking services to wealthy banking clients until he was terminated in March 2024. From September 2012 through April 2024, Garrow admitted to stealing from at least 16 client accounts. Garrow fraudulently transferred funds or issued cashier checks without authorization and consent from his clients and then deposited those funds into accounts that he controlled at other financial institutions. Garrow did not report this extra income to the IRS and falsified his true taxable income. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, February 6, 2025. Justice Department secures civil forfeiture of over $20 million in foreign bribery and money laundering proceeds from Venezuelan bribery scheme. On August 9, 2023, the Justice Department filed a civil forfeiture complaint against approximately $20,248,434.25 in U.S. currency, alleging that the funds were proceeds of foreign bribery and money laundering offenses. As alleged in the complaint, from 2008 to 2014, a Venezuelan national, Naaman Wakil, controlled a number of companies that sold food products to Venezuela's state-owned food agency, Corporación de Abastecimiento y Servicios Agrícola CASA. To obtain these food contracts, Wakil paid tens of millions of dollars in bribes to multiple presidents of CASA. As a result of those bribes, Wakil, through his companies, obtained hundreds of millions of dollars in proceeds into accounts he controlled in the Cayman Islands and Switzerland. Wakil laundered the proceeds from the scheme into South Florida and elsewhere. According to U.S. Attorney Mackenzie LaPointe, this forfeiture is a reminder that the United States is prepared to uphold the integrity of the U.S. financial system against those who elect to launder ill-gotten gains by depositing and transferring those funds through U.S. financial accounts and acquiring assets in an attempt to cover those tracks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, February 7, 2025. Seven charged in national's largest COVID-19 tax credit scheme. Seven defendants were charged by indictment with operating a multi-state conspiracy in which they attempted to defraud the United States of more than $600 million by filing more than 8,000 false tax returns claiming COVID-19-related employment tax credits. According to the indictment, from November 2021 to June 2023, defendants Keith Williams, Jamari Lewis, Moraes Dix, Janine Davis, Tiffany Williams, James Hams Jr., and Awindra Mathurin repeatedly exploited these programs that were intended to help businesses impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The scheme was allegedly headquartered at Credit Reset, a purported credit repair business Keith Williams owned and operated. Acting as tax preparers, the defendants allegedly filed more than 8,000 false employment tax returns with the IRS, claiming COVID-19-related tax credits on behalf of themselves and their clients. Each of these returns were allegedly fraudulent in that they claimed SFLC, paid sick and family leave credit, in excess of the amount of wages reported on the tax return, listed the same wages as both qualified sick leave wages and qualified family leave wages, or claimed the SFLS and ERC for the same wages, none of which was permitted by law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th Edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.